Joining me for the weekly trivia segment is a person I used to co-host shows with here on Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and that is none other than my good friend, Bria Barthel. Hey, Bria, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Blaze. It's great hearing your voice again.
It's great hearing your voice again. It's been a while since we've co-hosted. How are things?
Things are great. I'm really enjoying working on the program. I'm enjoying all of the people that I get to interview in, and it's weird to be the one being interviewed.
Yeah, well, you interviewed me when I kind of did my co-hosting Swan Song back about a year ago now, which is hard to believe. And it is a little weird being on the other side of the interview when you're interviewing people as much as you and I do.
Yes, it is.
So, anyhow.
But I will persevere.
Hey, you'll do just fine. Whether you get all three right here on the trivia, two, one, or none, regardless, like everything you and I have done, it's always a blast, and we just do the best with it. So, are you ready to go?
I hope so.
All right. So, question number one is a true-false question. Okay. 50-50 shot. May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, true.
You are one for one.
Woo!
The second question, we get into the multiple choice stuff now. The longest government building protest ended on April 30th, 1977. Was this for the signing of Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act? Was it a protest for the Americans with Disabilities Act or the Air Carrier Access Act?
Well, I know ADA was 1990. So it wasn't that one. I'm guessing, what was the first one?
The first one was Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act.
Going to go with that.
Good guess. You are two for two. Yeah, the Air Carrier Access Act was 1984.
Okay. So 1977, their protest was so long that people figured, don't mess with this community in the future, eh?
Yes, except people have messed with the community many times since 1977.
Detailed.
Yeah. It was actually a sit-in, mainly in San Francisco, but there were also boots on the ground in D.C. getting the president and whatnot to sign Section 504, which prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities. So,
okay.
Yeah, interesting that in 1977 it took 26 days for that to happen, including a giant protest. So,
well, as somebody who was in college in the early 70s, there were lots of protests, and I'm sort of delighted to see that campuses are getting active again.
For sure. Now, totally from a curiosity standpoint, how often did you participate in protests?
I don't have quite street credentials because I was never arrested, so I always did legal protests, but frequently. It was sort of a social activity as well as concerns about disability rights and AIDS funding and Medicare cutbacks. Of course, the war in Vietnam, and it's scary. Oh, and women's rights, and it's scary how many of those are back on the line again.
Yes, it really is. And did you ever think that, you know, fast forwarding 50 years, we would see this stuff being so under threat again?
Never, ever expected it, especially after Roe v. Wade. But anyhow, we'd better get back to to the third question, or this could be a 2-hour interview.
Yeah, you're right, and we only have a few minutes, so the co-hosting is back. You set me up for the segue. Now, this one, you can be totally forgiven if you don't know, and it has to do with when did the New York State Disability Rights Hall of Fame start? Was it in 2008, 2012, or 2018?
Say the dates again. 8, 12, or 18?
Correct.
I'm thinking 12.
Unfortunately, it was a bit more recent, 2018.
Oh, okay. Is that a? I was wondering, is that a physical location or is that just an online presence?
So the Disability Rights Hall of Fame, you can check out on the New York State Independent Living Council's website, which is nysilc.org. But the ceremonies have been largely hybrid since, well, truthfully, most of them have happened either during or after the pandemic. So and it's a really cool event showcasing all of the people with disabilities who have contributed so much to make the world a more inclusive and accessible place.
Great, great. So turning the table, I have a couple trivia questions for you, my dear.
Okay, I like this.
In the 70s, it was very common for people who were concerned about disability rights to say, to use the phrase, temporarily able-bodied. And there's been critiques of that as a phrase. The idea was to not say, oh, I'm the same as you, but to raise awareness that we all are maybe, you know, our status may change tomorrow. So what are some of the critiques that have arisen about the phrase temporarily able-bodied?
Well, I've actually never heard that phrasing until just now, admittedly, and I'll just quickly say that, look, it's, you know, many things are temporary, and, you know, the whole temporarily able-bodied, I don't know. To me, it's very unclear language. People, you know, with disabilities or a disabled person is far more direct, and it's clear. I mean, yeah, you're right. Anything can happen tomorrow, but what if you're temporarily able-bodied throughout your entire life? Then that whole temporary thing goes away.
Right. And I was looking at a website, disabledfeminists.com. In 2010, they had an interesting thread about this. And some of the concerns were that it suggested the only reason to be concerned about disability rights was that it might affect you at some point. And another piece was that focusing on the body sort of cut out the people that had perhaps invisible disabilities, such as mental health issues. And so a phrase that somebody suggested was currently abled, and that could be used even by people who had perhaps problems with depression, but it had lifted because of drugs. So I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting, and getting people with invisible disabilities more involved in disability rights work is something that is a work in progress within the movement. There's no doubt about it.
The second trivia question is, Hudson Mohawk Magazine, the radio program that you've mentioned, premiered a person who is blind since birth as a co-host. What date did that happen? And you can get it to the nearest month.
Okay.
So what date did you and I start working together?
I think it was February of 2022.
Oh my God, you were so close. January 20th, 2022.
Oh, it was January. Okay.
Yeah, and then for the next 15 months, I had the honor of working with you until April 17th, 2023. So it was great working with you then, and it's great working with you now.
Yes, well, Bria, I couldn't have thought of a better way to wrap this up. So Always a pleasure catching up with you, and thanks so much for giving me a few minutes here on the show.
Great talking with you, and thanks for everything you do.